in high definition, or standard definition if you like, delivered on iTunes Podcast, or on another podcast app called Podomatic. You're listening to Jamie Way, Matt Olson, and Adam Drummond on The 5 o'clock Wave.
Some junior.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Adam Drummond impersonating himself. After 2 weeks of listening to others do it.
We've missed you.
Oh, look, Adam. It's my regular cohorts. Or, as I've realized, I've been reading my own cohort. Writing and changing an R for an S. My co-hosts.
Is that what it was?
No, nothing like it.
No,
Matt Olson,
that.
JB Way.
I'm going to look up cohort. Welcome, boys.
I believe
on the internet right now.
I totally believe that. That's what
I've misread it.
And it's only taken 20 shows to get it right.
Yeah, welcome to episode 20, our Christmas special.
Yay!
Ho, ho,
oh, Christmas
ho.
Tree. Oh, Christmas tree.
Jingle bells.
You have presents under you.
That's beautiful, Matt.
Oh, my Christmas goodness. Tree.
You can according unwrap to, my box any day.
Jamie's got an interesting fact.
According to the freedictionary.com.
Into the mic. Into the mic, Jamie.
Cohort, according to the freedictionary.com, is a noun describing either a group or band of people or the singular companion or associate.
Holy shit.
So you were right.
So both.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Do you know what this feels like? It feels like the same feeling I would get if I won number 6 of History Cane or Bullshit.
Oh, yeah. So you've been following that debacle.
Yeah, I have. What a proxy.
Even when I bought some guy in who, let's face it, the worst person you could bring in, a filmmaker,
yeah.
to take on against in History Cane or
Bullshit.
He had
a pretty good instinct for what was
he had
filmed.
A great
pretty
instinct.
Because he admitted to guessing.
And I bought my A-game. In the last few weeks.
You did
absolutely
good.
Bought my A game.
Yep.
And yet he, at every turn.
And yet Drummond, even when not here, still managed to kick your dick in the dirt.
Yeah. And I was listening to the podcast driving and was playing along.
Yes.
And I got more wrong than you. So it was good, good that John was here.
Oh, look, it's 99% guesswork for me.
I should probably just, as a companion piece to all this History Cane or Bullshit talk, let you know up front that I haven't actually brought a history.
Oh, I haven't got it. Like I thought knowing you, Jamie Way, because it's our Christmas special, I was thinking that you would have history from Christmas, a Cane Christmas movie, a bullshit Christmas thing.
Did he do some kind of Christmas Carol Scrooge?
Yeah.
He was in the Muppet Christmas Carol.
He was in the Muppet. I was watching it with the kids the other day, and he was in the very first scene
him
in. He's sweeping through the streets like Dracula with his cloak going across the cobblestone
with the
drive.
Candle.
And I said to the boys, that's Michael Caine, one of the most famous actors. And Ollie straight away goes, is that why he's carrying a cane?
I love it.
It's pretty
which
good.
Which he was.
Yeah.
And I have got a kid say the darndest things because I noticed listening to you guys the other day with John Rodella, you'd missed them. So I've got one.
It was great.
It's only from last night, so it's nice and fresh.
Mm. Well, since you've been away for a couple of weeks, Adam, we thought you would actually drive these next couple of episodes and get us back onto some kind of
because we went
keel,
into sort of
some
a
kind
nerd
of
shit wasteland.
That was entertaining. I found it very entertaining.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done.
Thanks.
I could easily listen to the show without me. I'm like the exact opposite of Jamie Way.
Yeah,
so when we did a show without him and he came in and he goes, you guys need me badly.
So we've had a show without Jamie. We've had shows without you.
We can't do one
it's
without
time
you.
Time for me, maybe.
No,
to
no,
have
well,
a
no,
role.
We can't because we
things.
Use your facility to
look, I'm sure I could figure out some kind of robotic system or something.
If our listeners would be happy with an extremely subpar audio recording,
sure. Compared to what we've been putting
I'm sure Drummond and I could do it on our phones.
Yeah, that's true.
While having lunch at the Duke or something.
Yeah. Oh, we'd never do that.
No, never.
You'd never get it done.
No, it's true.
Yes. So what is on the agenda for our Christmas special?
It's
Mr.
really
Drummond?
Lame. I haven't put an awful lot on there because I thought we could just talk shit.
We'll just riff.
I have got a kid say the darnest things. And then I've got a Christmas quiz. And I thought that with regards to the Christmas quiz, it might just get a bit of conversation going with some of these facts.
Sure.
And then Matt noticed this as well. Our old mate, Devin Schmaltzen was back on Facebook and has listed, I don't know, at least 3 or 4 pages of Christmas cracker jokes that we'll be able to go
Devin.
Over.
Devin.
Yeah. Get so that was, that was 5 minutes on the internet well spent. There, well done.
So,
would you say he's the most loyal listener of ours? Would you say that he's?
Just, I think.
I think Adam Kay is.
I think they both. They're both there. They both have different roles to play. Adam is much more of a critical eye on the show.
But we need that.
Whereas Dev is more of a just like a cantankerous sort of. I'm assuming an elder gentleman who sort of sits in his office on his computers with his sort of fingering his South's trophy that he's now finally able to put, because I know that he's a South supporter.
Mm.
He's finally got that up there. And he sort of sits in this sort of a Dr. Evil style kind of swinging chair with a cat on his lap.
Safari
just
suit.
Thinking up really terrible gags for us to...
Stroking his beard.
Supposedly amuse himself.
Speaking of Dr. Evil, it was nice to see him back. Did you see him on
SNL?
Internet? SNL. He opened SNL the other night.
Oh,
and
really?
And he had commentary on the...
It was in response to the North Korea
and Sony
saga. Fiasco.
No, I did not see that.
Oh, yeah. Mate, it is awesome.
Look it up.
We'll put a link on the Facebook page.
Yeah, it's nice.
So you can have
also,
a look.
Also, it's something that I forgot. Well, I don't know whether you put it up on Facebook or not because I don't see Facebook, but... when we talked to John about Kirk v. Picard, we didn't. Did you include a link, a Vimeo link?
I think I did. I posted one
on Twitter.
I'll make sure. And also, I want to thank John for making the little Star Wars crawl.
Yeah, no, you did. You did do a link.
Which I linked to that, but I don't know whether I've linked to KVP. I will link to KVP as well because it's a great short that you should.
Or did you do it on Twitter?
If you're listening.
I did it on Twitter.
It was on Twitter, but maybe we'll put it on a Facebook as well. It's a really fun little short film. And when I say short film, it's 20 minutes ish in length, so it's actually perfect because it gives you an opportunity to sort of get to know the characters and follow along in their little adventure. But it's not too short that it's sort of over before anything really of interest happens.
I play against type as a nerd.
Yeah,
yeah,
a sort of a lazy, good for nothing nerd.
Fat. Yeah, smart ass,
which was a stretch for you, but that's all part of acting, isn't it?
It was all character weight.
It's to try and become someone.
I'm usually
not
quite thin, and I just packed on that extra 45.
And that's
kilos.
Why you often play. That's why you, Adam, often play sort of smart ass, coiffed haired Englishman, or house husbands, or
and I can't help but think that maybe there's a hint of jealousy there.
Oh, big time! I have enormous amounts of jealousy for your
luscious
locks. It'll come to me in a minute. And for your, hair.
I sat down with Mark Rentel the other day and my hair's nothing on his. He has
it's got a wave in it,
or something. He's in a different...
It's in a different league.
He's in a different league.
Yeah. Mark Rentel, of course, the director of Backyard Ashes, has a spectacular Sydney haircut.
And he has got, and a bit of a plug for you as well, an upcoming show in Wagga. Here's a plug early on.
Yeah.
Called The Lizard of Oz. And it's been co-written by Mark Rentel and Peter Cox, who, as Jamie said, brought you Backyard Ashes. And Jamie's got a role in it. What are you playing?
I'm playing Bits of the Platypus. Well, I'm playing two roles, actually. I'm Dodo, the dog, early on.
Really?
Yeah, before we go to the mystical land of Oz. And then once we get there, I'm Bits of the Platypus, who's a bit uncertain of himself because he doesn't know what he is.
Wow. Yeah, because he's bits of everything.
He's conflicted, because he's got the tail of a beaver and he's got the bill of a duck and he's got...
Bits of this, bits of that.
Yeah.
And you should check out their Facebook page if you want all the details, but there's lots of shows, I think, starting around the 23rd of January. It's going to be awesome.
Mm.
Massive costumes, massive set design,
Well, I think
lighting effects.
The idea is that this is hopefully going to be the sort of launch pad for possibly a tour somewhere along the track. You know,
great.
I can see... I mean, I've read the... we sort of had a read through of the script a few weeks ago and they've kind of finalized and sort of polished off the script since then. And it's one of those things that'll just translate to anywhere. Like it's one of those shows that'll be like, like Pete the Sheep or, one of those kind of touring kids shows that you could just take anywhere and it'd be really successful. So that'll be really fun if it ends up happening like that.
And what I love about it is you are able to take your picnic blanket or your chairs with your kids, your grandkids, and sit down and have champagne and beer. You're allowed to take some alcohol there as well. Relax, enjoy the sunset with this massive show on. Like, it sounds awesome.
It's in the tradition of... this is really sort of exclusive to our Wagga listeners, but we did a run of shows there a while back, probably about 10 years ago. We did Wind in the Willows and Alice in Wonderland and Toad of Toad Hall. Yeah, I was Toad in Wind in the Willows and Toad of Toad Hall. They're sort of based in the sort of civic precinct of Wagga around the Wurundjeri Lagoon. They move around that lagoon sort of in front of the Civic Centre and the Civic Theatre and then into the amphitheatre.
Yep.
And just heaps of fun. And right on that beautiful sort of golden hour of the day too. I think that it's about like 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening.
Yep.
Right when the sun is just kind of going down. It's fantastic.
Well,
so there's
a good
fun.
Plug for Lizard of Oz for our Wagga listeners. And if you are in Melbourne, our podcaster non grata mate, Adam Kay, I just heard his podcast. The Gosh, he is relaunching. He's having a bit of a reunion with his original band members on the 9th of January somewhere in Melbourne.
What's
if you want to find
called?
Out the detail, I don't know. Probably should have looked into that. I just listened to it on the way out here.
Where are they playing?
In Melbourne.
Does that? Where in Melbourne?
Sub pub. He didn't even know where it was. He did not even know where it was.
I'm still not up to date with the episodes. I'm getting there. The last one I listened to was Gerontophilia for Beginners, which was hilarious.
So check out
and I totally agree with him too, by the way, in regards to Helen Mirren. She's a dead set hornbag.
Well, she was in the day.
Sorry, Helen Mirren. She still is now.
She got better as she got older.
Don't be stupid.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
Yep.
Was she in the cook, the thief, the
wife,
the cook, the thief, his wife and her lover?
Yeah, was that her? That wasn't her?
Could have been.
Don't know.
Probably. Oh, okay. Maybe.
Because I always get her mixed up with Charlotte Rampling from around the same... They're about the same age and they've got that same sort of classic look about them.
Sure. Mm.
But I definitely don't think she got better with age. I tell you who did get better with age. Michelle Pfeiffer.
Mm.
Ridiculous.
Did she?
Oh, very spunky.
Stupid.
No, don't agree.
Stupid. And who got worse with age? Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
So, kids
well,
say
I'll,
the
I'll
dynasty.
Agree with you on that one.
Poor old man.
I don't think Michelle Pfeiffer looked any finer from her turn in Grease 2. She was outrageous.
Alongside Adrian Zmed.
The most enormous, and I mean, medium-sized crush
yeah, I was
on her.
Say, correction.
Bone.
Erection.
Where does the pollen go?
Well, we'll get into a bit
reproduction.
Of
reproduction.
Ah, it's beautiful.
Put your pollen tube to
Let's
work.
Let's go bowling tonight.
And
we're going to get to... I don't even know.
I want a cool rider. I want a cool rider.
Oh, it's like having my own little personal boy show in the studio here. Did you guys do anything... Just the two of you in the boys' show? Because I missed
just
it because I was crook.
Just the two of us.
Do you do anything together?
No. We have done a duet in shows before.
Yeah,
this, go on, punch
in
one
fact,
out.
To be honest, this show, there was almost no duets this time around.
No.
There was sort of...
A lot of big group numbers and solo stuff, but not...
Exactly. And so we were either... Yeah, we either kind of all chipped into a tune together, which was... What I loved that about the show more than anything else was that more often than not, you got the whole cast or the lion's share of the cast contributing to the song, which I think just makes, from an audience point of view, maybe not so much from a performance point of view, but from an audience point of view, it enriches it so much more. Because
are you
getting,
able to do an a cappella, either of you, now on the
spot?
Well,
you just heard probably our best work.
Stay,
the
stay,
Grease 2.
Stay.
Just a little bit
stay,
longer.
Stay, stay,
please, 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 please. That was
the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons thing doesn't really work without at least another two guys.
Yeah, you need a bit more backing or something.
No, we can't.
Do a Joe Cocker
as a tribute to
Joe
Cocker.
What song?
Little Help With Your Friends, whatever it's called.
What will you do if I sang out of tune? Who does that ever walk out on me?
God, you even squint like him when he's singing.
Lend me your ears
and
I'll sing you a song. And I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah, a little help from my friends.
Poor old Joe Cocker, last day today.
R.I.P.
Last day, yep. He's done.
He's done. 70 lung cancer, unfortunately.
Clicked in his last pay sheet.
Next week we're doing...
Unchained his last heart.
Yeah. Next week we're doing a New Year's Eve special, and I've got notable deaths from 2014, and he's just popped up on the top of it.
He's just hit the list.
Yeah. But anyway,
we're doing an in memoriam section next week.
We should.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people who passed that we know about, obviously, because they're high profile.
Oh, yeah.
But there are some that I came across, and when I did, I was going through the list.
I didn't realize
they passed away.
Yeah, sure.
And one of them is one of my favorite ensemble actors who I will reveal next week.
Okay.
And spoiler unless you're alert. A film nerd, you won't. Probably don't know get, who he is until
we
I
won't
say
give
some
away
of his
all
roles.
The excitement of next week shocked. When we tell you who's died.
American? I think I might know who that is.
Initials?
Oh, hang
Kermit
on.
Kermit the Frog.
No, but that's close. Kermit the Frog is in there.
Well,
in a way.
What?
Jim Henson's son died this year. Who took over the
Jim
Muppets.
Henson Jr.
No, James. Yeah, is it James Henson? Anyway. Which is Jim. I know that's Jim, but he didn't call himself Jim Henson Jr.
No. Me,
I'm Jim pretty
Henson
sure it's
Jr.
not James. I'll look it up. Anyway.
Anyway, that's for next week.
I think I remember who you're talking about, but I can't remember. Like,
wow, because I didn't give too much away then. All I said was he's an ensemble actor.
He's like a Richard Jenkins type.
Yes,
guy. Richard
is.
Jenkins
yes,
is still
he's
alive.
Yes, very much like him. Richard Jenkins is still alive.
Shit.
Anyway, we'll
yeah,
find out next
but you're
week.
Right.
Oh,
very similar.
James Rebhorn.
I can't believe you did it. He's revealed it.
Unbelievable.
Sorry. Unbelievable. You can look him up now
great.
For next week anyway.
Yeah, you don't have
but
to worry
yeah,
about
it. I didn't realise he passed away.
Yeah.
He's one of my favourite actors from The Game.
He's in everything.
The Game.
Yeah.
He was even in Homeland as Kerry.
He's brilliant in The Talented
Father.
Mr. Ripley.
Yes. That was
and
one
Matt
of those
Damon
shows.
Does a fantastic impression of him. Because, like, you know,
yes,
his character
does.
In The Talented Mr. Ripley, he's sort of... He's kind of a con man, and like he actually does this guy's voice really well.
Really well.
I'm trying to picture him.
I like Matt in
what,
that. Matt
what
Damon.
Else is in?
Oh, The Game is a big one. So remember Sean Penn and Michael Douglas?
He's the dude from CRS.
Yeah,
in the
he's
game.
The one who is an actor who fakes.
Right.
Spoiler
alert
office.
For anyone who hasn't seen
I'm
The
still,
Game.
Yeah.
No. No. Okay.
I'll look him up on Google while we're talking.
Yep.
James Rebhorn.
Now, in a way, this. Kids Say the Darnest Things was an accidental Christmas one because last night, what day is it today?
It's Tuesday today, the 23rd of December.
Sorry, Sunday. So Sunday we decided to, as a big family, Melinda's family, you recognise him now?
That guy.
James just...
Independence Day.
Yes,
yeah,
he is Independence Day. Well
yeah.
done.
Okay.
Jamie just held up a photo
of
James
parents,
Rebhorn.
My Cousin Vinny, The Game, Real Steel.
Yeah,
stop
it's an outrageous amount of work.
119.
He was in that
and
movie.
Very good across the board.
Yeah.
Always good.
He's in a movie called, I think it's called something like The Guy from That Thing. Where it's he's in this movie, like it's a documentary
feature,
film.
Oh, it's about a whole heap of
about
guys.
A bunch of ensemble actors.
Yep.
It's called... the guy from That Thing. It's something like that. And it's him.
Well, William H. Macy would have been pre-1998 or whatever, whenever he made Fargo. Because he was one of those guys that was in an awful lot of things as well.
Mm. But now everyone knows who William H. Macy is.
Yeah.
All it takes sometimes for one star role and you move out of that ensemble to an also-ran. Anyway.
Being known. Yeah,
Kids
so, we were,
say the
so on
thing.
Sunday, Melinda's family and I and our family... It's a bit of a tradition. We go down to the what are they? Memorial Gardens? Centenary, is it?
Cenotaph?
Where are you talking about?
Down near
Victory Memorial Gardens.
Victor Memorial Gardens,
Victory.
Right.
Yeah.
Victory. And when we pulled up, cars everywhere. It turned out it was carols by candlelight that night.
Oh.
And so it was absolutely packed.
Were there carols in that park?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they have a sort of an inter-church...
Yeah, inter-church
gathering there each year.
Carols. Why, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought you were doing the headline act. But anyway, didn't see you there. Absolutely packed. So we kind of sat behind the stage having a little private dinner. And then Ollie, of course, needs to go to the toilet. So you know where they've got the public toilets? They're across the road. It's
miles
a hassle
away.
To get to them. Crossing over. And I always go in first to check that they're empty before the kids go in. Gone in, checked, came out. I said, you're right, mate. The stench. Like, it's like... beyond comprehension. And as I'm standing out in the fresh air, it was bad. Ollie comes out and I said, mate, honestly, the the stink in there. That was pretty bad. He goes, it was, Dad. That was awful. Some people shouldn't be allowed to go to the toilet if they've got diarrhea. They should just go in their pants.
Yep.
Agree?
Wow.
I'm with him.
It was, and you know what? It was that diarrhea smell that kind of wafts through and it's like liquid hitting you in the face.
Yeah. Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
When you walk somewhere and you get hit in the face with liquid shit.
So what happens when it's you who's got
just go in your pants. That's what he, runs. His rule is if you've got diarrhea and you're in a public place,
pants.
Go in your pants. Which I did once when I was 12 years old on a cross-country run and had no choice because when you bounce up and down and you start, you can't stop.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was...
Is that a different time from when you were in the Scouts and you did a poo
in
the
bushes? Yeah, I was nine then. Yeah, so nine and then 12.
You've had a lot of poo-related shenanigans.
18 and then 33.
Yeah.
You poo yourself at 33?
Yeah, I had gastro. It's horrible.
I've had the shart situation before where you think that you're going to fart and you end up sort of nearly kind of almost falling through. You kind of hit a little bit of mud and then stop.
Look, having also had a couple of rounds of gastro since becoming a father, because it's inevitable, I can see how that can be very possible to
it
have
is,
the
yeah.
old
oh, yeah.
coming out of both ends thing
yeah.
happen.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah.
Thankfully, when I've experienced that, I've been in... the in the toilet already or the toilet area, so it,
no, yeah, I'm lying in
I haven't
bed
had
like,
to
need
pay
to, need to
the,
fart
the ultimate price for it.
You can't fart when you got gastro.
No,
there's no such thing.
We got quarantined a couple of years ago. When
what do you
when
mean,
our,
who got quarantined?
The family,
me and Sam.
Wow,
and Sophie. We got quarantined at Westmead Children's Hospital because Soph was there getting her pacemaker. And this was right around our wedding anniversary, which is in August.
And it was running through the joint.
And it yeah,
literally.
And they lock it down. Like it was
angle
soon, because we had norovirus. Like it's yeah. it's like super aggressive
yeah, yeah, yeah,
gastro
yeah.
and it's really contagious.
Oh, wow.
So they lock you away, so lock you away into a room.
We spent our third wedding anniversary spewing and shitting our holes up, locked in a room
yeah.
in the Edgar Stevens ward of...
Westmead
Children's Hospital. She was fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She didn't have any.
She was fine. She like she had a little
well,
bit of a
she's
chuck.
A mally bull. I mean, she's. I mean,
yeah.
you know, tough as
nails. Wow, that but sounds like a great experience.
We were so sick.
So yeah.
Wow.
And like curled
so now
up
you know
on
why
those...
we call the show the 5 o'clock wave.
you know, if you've ever spent any time in hospital or sort of had to like if you've. Had a kid who's in hospital, you have to sleep on those little fold-out couch things. They're like they're a bit wider than a regular chair, but they're not so wide you can comfortably get two people on them. But Sam and I were curled up, and like we're both.
Why would you need?
We're both.
Why would you need to have two people on it?
Well, because both of us were very sick,
it's
and we were locked in this room.
That's not appropriate behavior in a hospital.
Yeah,
that could not have been further from my mind at that point.
That doesn't sound like you.
That's yeah.
But yeah, like we're both of a decent size and we were like on this couch thing, just like huddled together, shivering, sweating.
Just trying to sort of hold, like just wait until it passed. Yeah.
And all you could hear is like
awful stuff. Yeah. Thanks for that, Adam.
No, that's okay. Merry Christmas, everyone. There's our little gift.
Make
for
sure
you.
You wash your hands.
Yeah.
This
wash your hands.
Season.
Use that sanitizer. Who wants to do a Christmas quiz?
Yeah.
Yes, me.
Should we do a little jingle for it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like that?
Okay.
That's a pun.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Have a fuck a Christmas quiz, you prick.
There you go.
Love it. We'll save that for next year. Christmas
wasn't
quiz.
Sure where that was going to go, but
so I found it did what you did, Matt, and came up with a site that had a whole heap of Christmas. Facts.
La 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 la.
And have turned them into questions with answers. So number one,
go nuts.
Now wait. Just one
quiz
second.
Being scored.
Before you start,
hold on.
If I win this quiz,
it does not add to history. Canal bullshit.
Oh, come
it's so
on!
Fucking predictable.
Is this going to be on the final?
Can you just give me one
what
chance?
What are you? It's like five zip. Yeah, sure. Have it. I don't care.
No, I've got to win. I've got to win the quiz. I'm just saying, if I win the quiz,
if you win the quiz, you want to add it to the list.
Can it be 5-1?
Sure. If you want, but I'm not like in this, so it's a bit harsh.
It doesn't matter
because it's
Jamie's your proxy. If Jamie wins, it's 6-0.
All right. Okay. No worries.
So it's going to be 6-0.
That's fine. I've got a feeling it will be.
Do it.
Excuse me for the cough every now and then. I've got a cold. What did the Germans? Now, of all the people in the world, the Germans were the first to make. An artificial Christmas tree. What did they make the Christmas trees out of?
Hmm. Is this multiple choice?
Looking at the answer, it should have been.
Felt?
I'm going to go like fabric? With aluminium foil.
I just look at the answer and go, how could these poor bastards leather? Get this wrong?
No, you can't have two guesses.
Just throw
yours
a couple
is
out
felt.
There. Throw a couple
mine
out
is aluminium
throw
foil.
A out.
Bricks.
Bricks.
You're not
right,
going
to
no, get
no,
it.
No, no, no. Balsa wood.
Paper clips.
Dyed goose feathers is the
dyed
answer.
Dyed goose feathers was literally going to be my very
nil
next
all.
One.
That's fine. Okay. That's fine. Nil all's fine.
Question two. In what year was it announced by the Roman bishop that Christmas would be celebrated on the 25th of December? And, little clue, you can get it to the nearest decade. Or, so that we get a point out of this, the closest to the answer will win the
I
point.
I should know this.
Because you won't get the actual date.
I'm going to go with...
Although it has been on sale of the century every Christmas.
I'm going to go with...
25th of December.
Second century BC. Maybe AD. Maybe...
Oh, thank God you added AD.
220.
That would have been remarkably prophetic if there had been BC. Yeah.
No.
We've got a feeling that something's going to happen.
220.
Okay, 220 AD... Is Matt Olson?
I'm going to say about 1,200.
Wow. Matt Olson gets this one, 1 point. It's 350 AD.
Yes!
Fair enough.
I didn't
right,
even have
you're going down now, Jamie.
Do maths
to work that
out. Because
I now have
out.
The edge.
Okay.
For the first time in my pathetic life.
Now, this is a two-part question, so you get a bonus point here as well. But question three is, how long does the average Christmas tree in the US grow for before it's sold?
Wow.
How old is the average Christmas tree before it is cut down and put in someone's living room?
2 years.
Okay.
Okay. 18 months.
Jamie Way is the closest to this. Does he get a point? The answer is 15 years.
Well, he has to, because I got the one before, so.
Yeah, so we'll keep it. So
15
it's one
years.
15. Now, here's the bonus point, okay? And this is multiple choice. What year was the first tree sold in the US? A, 1750. B, 1810. C, 1850. Or D, 1910.
A bonus point.
What was the third one?
1850.
1810.
1850.
Matty Olson, 1850. Correct. Yes. Well done.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
2-1.
Oh, in Poland. This is interesting. What is it that's a little bit unusual that they wrap their Christmas tree in as decoration?
Meat.
Polish sausage.
Tasty.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
No, one guess.
Yeah, okay, sauerkraut.
What is... It's oh, not food. Damn. Have another guess. It's not food.
Shoelaces.
Shoelaces. Okay.
Wait, all right.
Jizz.
No.
Oh!
It's technically not food.
It's not food.
I mean, you could eat it.
All right. I'm going to...
I thought you were
no,
on
wait,
the right
wait,
track,
wait.
Though, when you said that.
What, jizz?
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Because of the story that goes with it.
Lederhosen.
Stockings.
Oh, okay. Well, no. Both wrong. The jizz. True answer is spider webs because...
Spider webs.
Legend spider has jizz. It that a spider, don't know if you know this with your little biblical history, but apparently...
Yeah, I'm right up on biblical history.
Little blanket was woven by a spider for little baby Jesus. And the Polish
citation needed.
People think it's like a little good luck charm to have
what,
spider...
What species?
Spider silk.
What species? Well,
I don't know.
And how long was this spider given
to
weave this?
I've given you the interesting fact. So when you said jizz, I thought you were going to say Jesus was made a little
from
blanket.
Jizz.
No, move on. 2-1.
No, he wasn't. Either.
He has to have been. That's
come on,
a wide
I need to get a buffer.
Right?
I need to get a point buffer here.
Okay,
let's do it.
Jesus wasn't made.
Oh, this is a stupid.
Mary
this
wasn't
could be history
unfucked.
In the making here.
That's
Matt Olson
one.
Could win. A quiz
I'm gonna get
on
rid of
the
this.
5 o'clock wave.
Although I've got a couple more.
The idea of the Immaculate Conception is not that Mary was unfucked and had a child. It was that Jesus was born without original sin, unlike every other child.
I don't
born.
Know what... What
so
does
Mary,
that mean?
Mary was the child of a man. Like, Mary was... Jesus was Joseph's child. He was born of Joseph's spunk.
Oh, fucking... Woo! Woo!
But
woo!
But But yeah, God selected him to be born without original sin. Oh. That's the whole idea of immaculate conception.
Wait a minute. Apologies to the Christians out there.
What's original sin? What do you mean by original sin?
No, original
is that like,
sin.
Is original that sex before marriage?
Like, no.
The mark of Cain, like the actual like.
It means
the,
everyone is
having
born
sex
with
sin
of understanding
sex
that,
with a relative.
That was
no.
made into mankind after Eve
yes.
ate of the apple. Oh,
yes,
knowledge.
So everyone's born with the original
with sin,
really, except for Jesus.
With the sin of their fathers
I'm
and their
really
fathers'
confused.
Fathers. And
okay, well, look, I'll take you through it later because we haven't got time.
That's what the Immaculate Conception
so
is.
So how do you get this original sin? Where do you get it from?
You already had it.
You come pre-installed
with it. Yeah.
It's the bloatware. It's the bloatware that comes pre-installed with you.
You have to
get root access to get rid of it.
You have to wash it off every week.
Yeah, you have to be baptized of it and be cleansed of your original sin.
Let's get away from this horrendous... This is getting into a horrendous...
This is exactly why I don't believe in all that stuff anymore.
Because Adam and Eve didn't get married before they had sex.
No, what are you talking about?
They did. They were married.
So why is it sin?
No. The sin was her
every
taking
child.
The apple off Satan. That was the sin. So they saw that they were
apples
naked.
Apples are one of the most nutritious
foods. It was not a fucking apple,
available to you.
Well, according to scholars, it was probably a fig.
Figs are very nutritious, in the story,
it was probably meant to be symbolised by a fig, but it's an apocrypha. Like, it's a parable anyway. It didn't actually happen. The human race did not start from two people in a garden.
No. It's widely known. It's a story about the origin of mankind. It's not representative of the truth.
I still don't understand where the sin is.
The sin is that they were told not to eat the fig, or they could fig off.
The sin's in your bum.
Why were they told not to eat the fig?
Because it would make them knowledgeable.
So what did they eat? What were they supposed to eat?
A lot of Adam.
Yeah.
We don't know.
What?
No.
Why is that sin? The sin's saying to someone, who is obviously hungry, there's some food over there, but fuck you can't have it.
No.
That's the sin.
God gave creatures to be slaughtered. To eat.
delicious bacon.
Right, meat. So kill innocent animals first, but don't pluck.
I don't think they're innocent.
Don't eat
from
this
a
vegetable.
Tree.
Don't eat this fruit.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean,
no, it's very confusing.
A fucking surprise that a biblical tale turns out to completely turn to water at the slightest hint of critical thinking. Fuck me.
So can we get back to what? Can we get?
You know what? You guys should not be allowed to have a public holiday.
Relationship
this
with
is a
Jesus.
Christian, a
can
Christian
we get back
celebration.
But can we get back to why I've got original sin in my bum?
Hey,
it wasn't in your bum.
You said that.
Before 380 AD or whenever it was, what did they celebrate on the 25th of December?
Whatever that day it was.
It certainly, it couldn't have been like a pagan festival about the winter solstice or anything, could it have?
Yes, it was. And it continues to be so to this
burgeoning
day.
The trend of Christianity just decided to hijack.
I don't know. And apologies to all our Christian listeners out there. We hope
wait a minute. Adam, at no point have Jamie or I disparaged Christians
in
any
way.
Rubbish. I'm concerned about is this notion of stopping people from having completely, perfectly good fruit.
Yeah.
He's all about
the nutrition.
Because I'm, as you know, I've actually...
Are you feeling like a ton of Catholic guilt right now? Is that what's happening?
I've transformed myself this year, and I've got developed a bit of a bugbear for people who get heavy with someone when they don't want to take the healthy option. Right?
Why did you use the word heavy? Why are you looking at me?
I didn't
kick in the nuts?
I said heavy, and then I glanced at you.
Yeah, right.
I didn't glance at you, then say heavy. That would have been rude.
Fuck you.
Oh dear!
Merry Christmas.
The way I am quite happy for religious people to have their religion and blah blah blah.
And bludge on their holidays.
I'll bludge on their holidays. Yeah, for sure.
We couldn't have a Christmas special without talking about a little bit of religion.
I don't know that it's not true. I've got a feeling that it's not true, but
nobody
I'm not going to have any proof until I die.
Yeah.
We'll find out one day.
Yeah.
Everyone's allowed to believe their own thing as long as...
Totally.
I think it's whatever makes you comfortable. Anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Unlike you right now.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The full gamut. Not every listener is Adam Kay. Who would be loving this.
Can I just do one thing, and that is to remind everyone, including you two, that I am currently winning this quiz 2-1.
Is that right?
With the sin in your bumhole.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. With original sin coursing through my veins.
Coursing through your
stupid,
rectal capillary.
Question here that I'm going to delete.
This could be the last. This could be the second last
and
podcast.
Maybe
we're ever
there is it. A thunderstorm outside. Like there we literally could get struck down by an angry god as soon as we walk out of the studio.
Yeah. Thanks, Jamie.
No worries.
We're going to skip this one about Alabama.
Well, look, if we get struck down by a vengeful, angry god, and,
what's
you know,
your favorite?
My wife and child become, you know, widowers, and
orphan.
My child becomes orphan.
Jamie.
Then I guess all the Christians can take solace in the fact that their God was real, even if he was a petty dick for striking me down and ending my life.
While Adam sorts his quiz out, what's your favorite fictional representation of God, like in the movies or in
television?
Alanis
Morissette.
In Dogma.
In
you know what mine is? In The Young Ones, they portrayed God as a DJ, a really dodgy sort of DJ. And there's a scene where they're eating dinner that Neil's cooked, and Vivian eats a bit of it and then looks up and goes, "Oh, God!" And then they cut to God sitting at his DJ desk, and he goes, "Well, don't blame me. I didn't cook it." And then, boom, they cut back.
I think both George Burns played God.
Yes, he did in Hey God.
And
Oh God. Hey God, that's another thing altogether.
I feel that Rodney Dangerfield also played God.
Did he?
In something.
And of course,
let's not forget.
Let's not forget Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Oh, how many times has he played God?
Bruce Almighty.
Has he like played God as much as Charlton Heston? Must be a...
What, never?
Charlton Heston was Moses.
Charlton Heston played God as well, didn't he?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No? Jesus. All right, on to
he
the
was
next
Spartacus.
Question.
No, that was Kirk Douglas. Mm. He was.
I thought Charlton Heston.
He was Moses.
God.
He was Moses in
I know
the Ten
he
Commandments.
Moses, but I'm almost positive he played God as well.
He was Arnold Schwarzenegger's
your hands
boss.
Off me,
in,
you goddamn dirty
IMDb.
Apes.
IMDb. Charlton
he can talk. He
Heston.
Can talk. He can talk. He can talk. I can sing.
What is Frank Ralph Garman does Charlton Heston impersonation?
Does he
on a podcast? And it's brilliant.
Have you heard the Mark Wahlberg impersonation on the Doug Loves Movies?
Yeah,
podcast. That is so good.
It's perfect.
I can't remember the dude's name.
It's frightening.
Yeah, but it's
how
just,
accurate
it's
it is.
So funny.
Gosh, he plays a narrator a lot. Anyway,
Charlton Heston.
Let's finish this quiz.
Approximately. Excuse me.
Your voice went all nerd there for a second.
That was weird.
It was weird. Approximately how many Christmas tree farms are there in the US?
Okay. Round number, 50,000.
Fucking hell. 813.
The correct answer is 21,000. Christmas trees farmed in the United States. In 2008...
So technically, I'm closer.
So Jamie's actually closer.
Nearly 45 million Christmas trees were planted, adding to the existing 400 million Christmas trees within those 21,000
farms. That's why
farms.
I went for a high number, because of the amount of crap that the US market generates.
I really should have known
year.
Better, shouldn't I? Having lived in
but
the States
you still
for
got
a
it
year.
Right. You still got it closer, because... Ironically.
Yeah.
By going Charlton with a Heston lower played God in Almost an Angel.
The Paul
You're
Hogan
kidding.
Movie.
Oh, wow.
That's the first
well,
one.
Well, that's why I never knew about it.
And I will find others. So,
is that the
guys,
last question from
guys,
the quiz?
Was that the last? Because it's 2-2. We need a tiebreaker.
All right, here we go. Alabama was the first state in the
Great
U.S.
band.
To declare Christmas an official holiday in 1870. Mm. What was the last state to do so? And in which year to the nearest decade?
So it's 2 points.
Pretty much 2 points
okay.
a year. So it could end up
last
a tie
Last state, I'm going to go with last state to do it was Hawaii.
Ooh.
That's probably wrong. And the decade was 19... Was 18... No. When was Hawaii?
Well, the first
I think
one was
Hawaii only became part of the Union in like the 40s or 50s or something, didn't it?
Well, no. It had to have been there before World War II.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
thinking of Alaska. When
well,
did Alaska
you said Hawaii.
Come
what year?
All right. Well, Hawaii is obviously wrong, but I'm going to say Hawaii.
Why is it obviously wrong?
1902.
Do the Mormons celebrate Christmas?
I don't know.
Do Mormons celebrate Christmas?
Because
if they don't, I'm going to say Utah.
Mormons probably celebrate some kind of Christmas-esque.
Bizarro Christmas.
Okay, well, you're both wrong on the state, so now it's coming down to the closest
year. Well, I said 1902.
Year.
Closest year.
Year.
1928. Year.
Okay, Matt, you win.
Yes!
1907, and the state was Oklahoma.
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 Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain. That's... That was a good gay chap. You got
not there's anything wrong with
Johnson.
No, not there's anything wrong with it.
Well done, congratulations. There's 1 point in nice. History kind of bullshit breaker. By default. Fucking bullshit. Anyway, on the
You're
Facebook
supposed
page,
to blow the bloody doors off.
We had Devin Schmolzen back on Facebook. Yay. And he's listed a whole heap of cracker jokes. Out of the crackers that we traditionally
Let's hear some.
Have taken on from England,
we need a which are usually
we need a giggle.
What like do
totally
they're supposed
grown-worthy.
To be
they're
terrible,
fucking awful. Yeah.
My, I'm going to tell you my favourite one in a second.
What do they sing at a snowman's birthday party? Freeze, a jolly good fellow.
That's yep.
Why does Santa have three gardens? So he can ho ho ho. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Arthur.
Arthur who?
Are there any mince pies there? What do vampires sing on New Year's Eve?
No, no.
Old Fang sign.
Oh.
Why did Santa's helper see the doctor?
No, no.
Because he had a low self-esteem. I don't think I can read any more of these without people just, actually poking their eyeballs out.
Like, break into violence.
I think I saw an Elvis one in here. Hang on a sec.
Have you got a favourite Christmas cracker joke, Jamie?
I've got a favourite lame joke.
Yeah. Is it Christmas related?
Not really.
Doesn't matter.
What's E.T. short for?
Extraterrestrial.
Because he's got little legs.
I've got one. You ready?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a hamster and a nun?
Spelling.
Nope. You can't fuck a nun. Sorry for that.
What's it?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
What's the difference
Imagine
between
finding that in your Christmas cracker on Christmas Day?
What's the difference between jam and peanut butter?
Don't know.
I can't peanut butter my dick into your ass.
Okay. This could very well be the first episode where we have to edit.
Or that we've got to put an explicit tag iTunes.
I think I'm going to have to do that.
By the way, we need reviews. We need ratings and reviews on iTunes.
And Podomatic. You can get them on both.
Yeah. Yeah. I went and left a comedy review on iTunes the other day, and it probably won't even get posted because they would have rumbled me. I'd say the game was up. I put something like, very sexy hosts, need more cane and bullshit. I like the fat one the best.
Right.
Who wrote that?
Wamey J.
Oh, my God.
Wamey J.
Oh, you know, what I was trying to look up was...
Speaking of which, how many are you down now in the old clicks, on the scale?
Oh, about eight kilos
Mate,
down
that's
there.
That's impressive work.
Well, thank you.
And it is the beginning of a journey.
It is,
yeah.
I'm actually finding it funny because I've noticed the last time I was really fit was... almost 10 years ago. And I stripped a bunch of weight really quickly then, and I'm finding it's actually a lot harder to shift now.
Yep.
Which I think is a combination of things. I think it's the fact that obviously
you're
I'm 10 years older, but I'm also on a medication now where one of the side effects is weight gain. So
and
you're kind of working against
much
that
more
as
challenging
well.
For you now too.
Yeah, well, you know,
I wasn't
you know, like married at the time or
child and so on.
Didn't have a child and a whole bunch of responsibilities and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, that stuff's a real fucking drag.
But you know that it's possible.
Oh, yeah. And it's going. Like, it's
and
going
it will,
just 1 kilo at a time.
It is
it's,
going.
There's
and
no hurry.
Well, that's all it that's all.
See, the other thing
to
is, too, is that I'm doing a... I've signed up... My sister and I have signed up to do the Sydney Morning Herald Half Marathon in May next year. So every kilo I lose now is one that I don't have to cart 21 and a half fucking kilometres in May. Yeah. So the onus is on me to lose as many as
I
can now.
To get it back
in
down
a
to a
way.
Weight that's where you can actually train more efficiently. And, yep.
Because, I mean...
Oh, welcome back, Adam.
1 or 2 kgs doesn't seem like a lot, but...
Sorry.
Try holding it and running a K.
Ricky Gervais has got that show, Derek, and he's got Kev's Christmas Crackers. Have you ever heard
I can
Kev's
imagine
Christmas
they'd be
crackers?
Filthy.
They are. And I was just trying to find them so that I could read them out, but they're only in... I can only find them in YouTube clips.
They're written in Chinese.
So I won't be able to read them out at all. Sorry.
Hey, what else we got on your list?
What's your biggest frustration at Christmas time, boys?
Oh, wow.
Gift selection.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't even do the bulk of the Christmas shopping.
I can imagine.
Sam does all the like 99% of the shopping. Like she gets all.
So
the
you
gifts
get a bit annoyed about the
1%
of shopping you've got to do
because it's for her, the person who is in the best possible position to judge me, based on my gift selection. So what I tend to do and what I've done for the last couple of years, and see, before I get to that, the other thing that I find difficult too is that Sam's birthday is the 17th of December. Like,
right. Oh, so
the two are right next to one another.
Yeah.
So I've got double the heavy lifting in terms of gift selection right at that end of the year.
Yeah, but you just buy a present that can be represented at both.
She gets
times.
That all the time. You want to try and separate the two. She gets people who lump in both gifts with one another all the time.
Oh, still, inconsiderate
I'm
bastards.
Still waiting for the problem. Still waiting for
so the... anyway, it's not so much a problem, but it just kind of frustrates me is that year after year I sort of think, what the hell am I going to get her? Because, well, I mean, like, I'm the stay-home parent. She works. Like, she has the income. So anything that she wants, she can go and get for herself anyway.
Mm.
And I think I'm probably kind of the same to buy for. But so last year I did do the lump together present. I got her a Thermomix, you know, the Thermomix...
Something
sort of food
cook
processor
with.
And cooking thing. Yeah, but we both love to cook.
Yeah, so it's a present for yourself, and then
would you
she
put,
can
you
use
put
it.
Her
Don't
name on?
Fucking judge me, Adam Drummond. I had it engraved with Sam. Yeah, like the Homer bowling ball.
that says
Marge. Because those are quite expensive, so I lumped those together as the two presents. And this year I've gone separate presents. So I got her something for her birthday last week.
What was that? You can reveal that.
Himself with just a bow tie around.
Yeah, a bow tie, very strategically placed.
Yeah. Well, greased up. Ready.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, I got her, for her birthday, I got her a new handbag. I got one of her friends to pick out a handbag for me. Because
Where's
I don't know.
This frustration coming from? You
still
don't even
know.
Do it.
Still.
Can you
I know when to delegate. I know when to delegate because I know fuck
I'm
all about
still
handbags,
waiting
right?
For
and
the,
I know she needed
problem.
One.
Yeah,
still
can you
waiting.
Choose a handbag for me. Fuck,
so
that's
far,
so annoying.
So far, he has literally said, "Oh yeah, an hour of my life I had to think about."
I'm
something.
Very disorganized. Like an hour out of my life is quite a big commitment. And
but you still see. Didn't do anything. You just had to think.
I delegated.
Very, very interested to know what did you get her for Christmas? Not like she's listening. You might as well tell us.
I got her jewelry.
Oh, that's nice. You can't go wrong there.
No,
which friend chose it?
Jewelry. I chose it.
Who bought it?
I bought it. I walked into one of the local jewelry shops and I had a big wad of cash in my pocket and just went,
bling.
Show me something with diamonds.
Oh,
and I went,
there you
okay.
go. There you go. Here's the delegation again.
Yeah. So you got the...
So they showed me stuff and I went, yeah, that's nice. And that's it. Nice. I said, how much is it for that, that, and that? And they went... This amount.
X amount.
And I went, change that last one to sterling silver instead of white gold. Now how much is it? And they went, blah, blah, blah. I went, perfect, box it up. We're done.
Really? That one little adjustment and you could afford it?
Yeah.
Wow.
That you would be shocked at the difference in price between sterling silver and white gold.
Yeah, no idea. No idea. And don't care.
But the diamonds are the important part. There's diamonds.
Of course.
Yeah,
most overrated thing.
Because you're
on
not going
to
put
planet.
This up until after Christmas, are you? Oh, she doesn't listen anyway.
I'm going to put this up tomorrow.
Yeah, so what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Christmas
24th.
Eve. Yeah, she's not going to.
She's not going to hear
so
it.
So I got her a pair of diamond earrings and a pendant that goes with it on a little chain as
nice.
Well. All three have got like quite a decent-sized diamond. So
oh, okay.
Yeah, they look really nice.
All right, so that's interesting.
Good job.
Frustration.
I don't have any.
You do so.
Nope.
You're
sexual frustration.
Constantly whinging to me about something. Surely one of them's to do with Christmas.
Look, okay, I've got to be really careful because I've got this year in particular, and Nick, and when we do the New Year's podcast too, I have to be, you know, careful that I, or mindful that I don't sort of colour my opinions about this time of year with what I've gone through, you know, my experience of the year just passed, because it's not reflective of how I normally
okay.
feel about, you know, Christmas and New Year, but this year I think I'm feeling very differently about it.
Did the gay German experience really?
Yeah, definitely
put that much of a tint on your year.
No,
a rainbow tint.
So I think this year probably the for the first time in my life, it's Christmas and New Year are very insignificant almost, or feel very insignificant to me, and I'm quite happy for them to kind of just slip past and then be done, and then I can carry on, you know, and wow, who knows, which is a bummer, and that's grim. Why I didn't want to sort of go on about
it. Yeah, sorry to force you into that fucking dark place that we've all just endured through.
But couldn't you just say
fucking parking or something?
No.
In the shops? Jesus.
Because unlike you, Adam Drummond, I don't get bothered too much about those kinds of things, or having to wait in traffic for 40 seconds to get to an intersection.
40 seconds, prick. It was
things like that don't tend to not bother me.
Adam, for the listeners, Adam, we had lunch before we came to record this podcast.
Got stuck in a snarl of a traffic.
And Adam got stuck in a Wagga version of
Wagga
gridlock.
Traffic jam.
So he had to wait at a traffic 40 light seconds.
You're in trouble when you come over the hill on Lake Albert Road heading into town and the traffic has stopped at the top of the hill.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous. Yeah. And so I had to wait 6 or 7 goes.
200 metres away from
the
interstate.
No,
I was running late to you guys. I would have been on time. I was 10 minutes late because of it.
That's all right.
But no, I was cool. I didn't really care that much about it.
I mean, yeah, sure. You know, Lake Albert Road backed up for a couple of 100 metres is terrible. I mean,
do you know what I hate?
It's no punt road in Melbourne. Or
it just doesn't happen.
What did you say?
It's no...
Oh, punt.
Punt road.
I said puck you, miss.
What I hate is people in Christmas times in the shops and I'm talking car parks right up to into the shops seem to be spatially unaware of anyone else.
Oh, fucking meanderers.
Unaware of anyone else around.
Oh, they're
them.
The worst.
Oh, my God.
These fucking lumbering land mammals.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to call. I am going to have to call this and just be very, very careful, you two.
Why?
Because you're in danger, and you probably don't even realise this, but you're both in danger of potentially being massive hypocrites here.
Are you saying I'm not spatially aware?
Because
rubbish.
You, when you're walking along, just as the people you have the problem with have no idea, you two probably have no idea when you're doing the same
not true.
Thing.
No.
And then someone else is trying to get past
not
you.
True.
And you are too busy looking at the person in front of you. You're meandering too.
No.
Before you
I
know
don't
it,
meander.
You've got a meander
just
domino
shut up,
effect
shut
going
up.
On.
It's not true.
I am a
it
very
is
brisk walker. I do
so
not meander. If I have to take a call and or somebody stops to talk to me, I step away out of the avenue,
find
like out of the
space
lane
that
of traffic.
Got a throughway.
Yes.
A thoroughfare. Why do you
I
stop in thoroughfares in your great big families with your trolleys and everything and your kids hanging around you at the top of the escalators?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're at the top of the escalators.
Like, take five steps. Like, you just got off a moving walkway. Take five steps and get the fuck out of the way.
Step between Jeans West and Suzanne where there's no door into either of them.
People don't understand that.
There's no one going into them.
They don't understand the concept of a
go into a shop that has nothing of interest in it and talk in there.
Yeah.
Or just don't go. Don't go shopping.
Go into the Christian bookstore and stand in there.
Tell them it's bullshit.
Oh my God.
Alternatively, just fuck off.
Yes. And you know what? Come so close to saying that. Actually, one woman was standing, she had a trolley.
Perhaps we could get some kind of camp set up with, I don't know, barbed wire.
Maybe we get some sort of cattle prod set up.
And we could just put these people into this sort of camp area. And I don't know.
Because it's almost
stick them in
always
showers, maybe.
Like, and I can't really throw stones because I'm a man of size. But
know,
it's almost always
they won't
people
needed
as well.
There was a woman, an old elderly woman, with her trolley straddling across right next to the Femfresh in the Femfresh aisle.
Sorry, what?
But the reason I know it was Femfresh is because every year...
Because she smelt bloody amazing.
Our family has $10 to buy the
you
shittest
got down,
presents
you got
the other
down
people.
You wanted past and caught a waft and you said,
you got
excuse
down
me,
your
madam.
And had a real dig into it.
Yeah.
I caught an ester of your vagina.
Yeah.
I caught a pungent zephyr from your nethers.
Pardon me, madam, but is that Femfresh?
Because
your vagina
too,
smells
your
delicious.
Trolley's in the way. And she said, and she, as she's talking, yabbering on to a friend, she goes, and it took me forever to get out of there, and I was so close to
couch
saying, this is now in line with what I want to say to
you.
You
two are fascists.
Fuck you.
How's it got into fascism?
Fascists.
Why?
Both of you.
Why? Because I said she was old.
You've got no tolerance.
Excuse me, madam. Your pudenda is offensive to my nostrils.
This is getting very close to master raced kind of thing.
Oh, bullshit.
No, I'll admit it. In the retail sector, I am the Aryan master race. So the lessers have got to get out of my way.
You do not want anyone else around you to be anything other than you.
I want them to be spatially aware, Matt. I don't want them to be gone.
It doesn't matter what the criteria is. I just want them to get out of my fucking way. Into your box, socially, yes. Genetically.
Yes.
No, not at all.
Gender.
Yes, I do.
The whole sexuality, no. The whole thing. Age. You're boxing them in, and if they don't fit into that, you just want to ship them off into freight cars, send them off to somewhere out of the way, out of sight, out of mind, and if they don't come back, but all their jewelry does, it'll be fine.
Matt, I just want them to turn their fucking trolleys lengthwise, okay? That's all I want. I don't want them to
tap that large, smelly vagina lady on the shoulder and say, excuse me, ma'am, Arbeit macht frei.
I just want this... To be clear, she was just standing in front of the
All I
want to
know
talking.
Is what would old Joe Goebbels do with all of this?
What would Goebbels do?
That's what I would want to know.
I mean, there's a good note to end a Christmas special on.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
WWGD.
Christmas time in friggin' Nazi Germany would have been a sight to behold.
Well, they were making all those fake trees. Just imagine a whole heap of with Nazi spider webs Germans on them. Making... No, well, that was in Poland. I suppose they did that as well.
Yeah.
Poland. Took their fake trees
Nazi
over to Poland.
Occupied Poland.
Wrapped them in spider webs.
It's all the fatherland.
The fatherland.
Merry Christmas, everyone. We hope you've been offended in some
Achtung!
Way. And that's just the final nail in the coffin, isn't it? If you're one of our German listeners.
This podcast is... comedy. It is satirical in nature and not meant to be taken seriously.
We don't mean anything we've said.
I mean, except for that extermination of all.
I wanted
her
to move
all the
shoppers
of all the massive lard mammal shoppers that along the aisles.
Merry Christmas to our listener and Koch. We'll try and get down to see your band, mate. But can you let us know what the name of the band is and where it is, what pub it's in?
We'll find it.
And Adam and I might come down.
I will be vigorously sunning myself on the central coast of New South Wales.
Yeah, can't wait to see that. Click clack, front and crackers.
Be cool to one another. Except if you're one of these lumbering fucking land masses that is waddling down the aisle of a supermarket or shopping centre, in which case you can fuck right off.
Yep. Auf Wiedersehen, bitches.